Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett. AMR, the parent company of American Airlines, announcing that it has filed for bankruptcy this week. Certainly not the first recent bankruptcy in the industry, but what led to the filing now, and could you be affected if you have tickets booked with American this holiday season? To tell me all about it, I'm joined by Ellen Krieger, Detroit Free Press travel writer, whose column appears in publications all over the world. Would that be fair to say, Ellen?
Yep, that's true.
Now, before we get to this story, I do want to ask you about the situation in Detroit, because while we're digging out of about 8 inches of snow in some areas here in Lansing, there's apparently quite a lot of flooding, and I believe your own home got some flooding. How bad is the situation right now?
Well, I think that some of the flooding, I think the rivers have already crested this morning, and it's starting to go down. Here, we only got less than an inch of snow, and it's bright blue skies today. So hopefully people can get out and start cleaning up.
Now, let's talk about this filing. In your recent column, you note that Delta and United went through Chapter 11 between 2002 and 2005. So how did AMR avoid doing so until now, and was it inevitable?
AMR was the strongest of all the airline companies, so it didn't need to declare bankruptcy back earlier in 2003 or 2004. It was the largest airline company in the United States. And then what happened is these other airline companies started going through bankruptcy, and then they started merging. And American doesn't have a partner, and suddenly Delta, Northwest jumped ahead of them. United, Continental has jumped ahead of them. And suddenly they found themselves in trouble. They started losing a lot of money, and they had to decide to file.
When it comes to the bankruptcy process, travelers that do have tickets booked with American Airlines, are they likely to see any major changes as the process unfolds?
Well, we know because other airlines have already gone through Chapter 11, basically their goal is to shed, their labor contracts and sort of cut their costs of operating. They do not want to do anything to damage the business or turn off the passengers because they need them. So I would say if you already have a ticket booked, you probably shouldn't worry. They may fool around with a schedule a little bit, but probably not too much. You just need to make sure you sign up for travel alerts in case your flight has changed.
How are the airlines doing? How has United and Delta been doing since their bankruptcy filings?
Well, things are a little bit better, and they have figured out ways to make money with all these excess fees, baggage fees and all these things. So Delta actually has made money, and some of these airline companies are starting to make money. But American continue to lose money, and I think they lost $162 million in the third quarter, and I think that was what prompted them to declare Chapter 11.
And why all these fees? I mean, why don't they simply raise the price of the tickets?
Well, that's a great question. There's a lot of psychology that has to do with that, and my personal theory is people will not pay more than $400 for a domestic airline ticket. There's something about that $400 level. People just won't pay it, and so they keep trying to raise the airfares, and if you've tried to fly this year, that they have raised it. But to me, there's something psychological about that price point that people will just not travel, and so they can't raise fees or ticket fares too high, so they come in the back door with all these extra fees.
Well, many travelers do find the fees annoying, especially if they come as a surprise in some cases. Now, is this something the airlines absolutely need to do to survive, or are they just adding more profit?
I think it's something they actually need to do to survive. For passengers, you're always mad when there are these fees and fares. To me, as long as they're upfront about it, I think you can figure out how to travel with only carry-on or figure out how to avoid some of these fees. But there's a new report, I think it was just today, that the entire airline industry has never made money since it began. It's just a really expensive thing.
I'm talking to Ellen Krieger, Detroit Free Press travel writer. So what are the employees at American in for when you look at the changes that were made at Delta and United? What are they likely to face through this bankruptcy?
I mean, I'm not a business expert, but what had happened before is they shed these sort of pared down their labor contracts. They slashed pensions, health care, wages, all of your typical stuff. And stock and bondholders also suffer because when you go through Chapter 11, they're going to lose all the value of their stock. So those people are really going to be the ones to suffer. But, as far as passengers go, I don't think they should worry too much. Your frequent flyer miles, if you're a member of the American Airlines Advantage program, those are safe. And anyone who booked through for a American Airlines vacation, they say all that is safe, so I wouldn't worry.
And the experience of flying right now, is it better than ever, or is it somehow becoming limited with all the fees that include, costs for I think the pillow, sometimes the blankets, drinks, and so on?
I think that because of the economy and because airlines have had to raise their fares and they slashed the capacity, so every airline is packed. The pleasant part of flying is if you get on a plane and there's nobody sitting next to you and you have plenty of space and the ticket didn't cost that much. So in that way, I think it's a little more tense than it was. But I fly all over the world, and I encourage people to remember the flip side is really it's a miracle flying is. You can get to the West Coast in a few hours. You can fly all over the world, and people don't appreciate flying to me the way that they should.
You're saying then the flights now tend to be more booked and more full than they were in the past?
Yes, because airlines cut the capacity. That means they don't have as many airplanes flying, and so they're trying to fill up the planes that they have and not fly these empty planes.
What about airport security procedures? We heard all kinds of stories of TSA agents being accused of things like including groping. Have things changed at the airport when it comes to the security procedures that are in place?
Yes, I think so. I don't know what kind of security machines they have at the Lansing Airport, but here in Detroit, we have these millimeter wave, big, huge, round machines now where you put your hands over your head and you step in and get scanned. They've really sped up the process, so it really isn't. They're not very slow to go through that, and I don't think anybody should be afraid to go through that. One of the problems is because everyone's cutting back. The staffing level to me is not what it was, so you might have to wait a little bit longer in line over the holidays.
And what about the airline ticket prices this holiday season? Are they pretty good compared to previous years?
No, they're terrible. Thanksgiving was really expensive. Flight prices like $800 round trip from Los Angeles or $500 to New York. Christmas is slightly better because it's more spread out. People tend to fly all, different dates during the holidays. You actually might be able to find a deal if you check. You never know what might come up, so I would keep looking if you haven't booked anything already.
And if you are looking to book for a domestic flight, how early should that be done, and at what point before the flight do the prices really start becoming outrageous?
It depends on demand. If almost all the tickets are sold out, then the prices will rise and they will stay high. Let's say right now, if every seat is already sold except one from Detroit to St. Louis for Christmas, that ticket is going to cost a lot of money. So if the plane is almost empty from Detroit to St. Louis, they might slash the prices at the last minute so they can fill the plane.
And one last thing about American, you said that it has not found an airline to partner with. So where does that leave the airline as compared to the others that have been able to do so?
Well, that's a great question. I sort of compared it to a square dance where everybody has a partner except American who's standing in the corner. That's not quite true. U.S. Airways also has not merged with anyone, but they say that U.S. Airways and American, they're the only ones left. They're not a good fit with each other. They overlap a lot on their routes, and the chances of them getting federal approval for them to merge might be kind of low. Delta you know, bought Northwest, basically, or merged with Northwest. United bought Continental, and Southwest just bought AirTran. So all of those combinations lead to fewer airlines in the United States, which, as we know, less competition. Probably I would look for higher prices next year.
Consumers then have, in fact, and travelers have lost in this process of merging, you're saying?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they say that doesn't happen, but, you know, I mean, if there were eight airlines competing and now there's only four airlines competing, then you know what's going to happen. And nobody is actually starting any brand new little competitor airlines anymore. JetBlue and Spirit are two of them, but have you seen any new airlines starting lately? No. And it's because it's just too, you know, uncertain of a market.
Certainly a tough time economically and for everybody, and no surprise that people are rethinking travel plans. Ellen Krieger, Detroit Free Press travel writer, thank you very much for joining me.
Sure, thanks for having me.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.